When the leader of the opposition sat down, we'll start the meeting. Carry on then. Right, good evening everybody. We've got three items on the agenda tonight, so we'll see how we get on. We'll start with the minutes of the previous meeting. Has everyone read them and are happy with them? And we'll approve them. That's fine, thank you. Yeah. And apologies, please.
Councillor Aspin, who's substituted by Louise Nixon as soon as she gets here.
Yeah, Louise did say that she could possibly be late. We've got no public questions, no councillors' session, and no called in items, so we'll move. Oh, no members' items either. I nearly forgot the members. It's terrible, isn't it? We'll move on to officer reports, please. So, item 7A, Q3 performance report, and that's you, I understand, Judith. Page
7.
Okay.
That is the priority around climate change. There were three actions that were due by the end of quarter three, and all three of those are delayed slightly. Now that's because they're all linked to each other, so if one fell, the other two were going to fall as well. And that's partly because it has been drafted, the strategy has been drafted, but it's been with Keele University. We're working quite closely with them, so that they need some time to review it. That is now moving through. I know it was considered by leadership team yesterday.
I think what we'll do is, rather than go page by page, because it's not all relevant, if there's anything on that page that you've just spoken to that members want to just speak on, I, in particular, now that you've been, it's been to leadership board, when will we, you've said quarter four, is that set in stone or is that an aspiration?
Well, I think technically it's probably missed the quarter four cycle just about, but I'm imagining it's going to be very early into the new year now, so the new municipal year. It may still make April cabinet, I'm not too sure. But,
so that'll be quarter one then?
Possibly.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Chair. If I may ask, which scrutiny would climate change strategy go before going forward?
Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, but this one is my understanding. At the moment, that priority comes within the Resources Scrutiny Committee remit.
But the actual strategy itself, would that
be? Well, I presume the strategy will go through Cabinet and then on to Council. But we do get to scrutinise it on this screening committee.
The progress of it,
yes.
Not the actual strategy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Very pleased you remember to come on this one then. Okay, do you want to carry on then, please, Judith?
Okay, so moving on then to Appendix 1B, which starts on page 9.
Do you want to speak before we start?
Go back to page 8, recruitment of staff. Take place once the strategy is in place. Given that it's taking an inordinate length of time for us to recruit anybody in any department, why are we waiting for that? Can't we just get on with it?
I would have to ask the head of service concerned.
Do you know what I mean? You know, if you just wait and wait and wait, it's just adding weeks and weeks and weeks onto a process. We need to, it should get on with it.
Through you, Chair, in IT speak, can we work in parallel rather than in sequence?
I don't know what the reasons behind that have been. I think there's probably been some reworking to do to look at the actual roles. But yeah, I'll ask the head of service and ask her to put that in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, could we have a written update or an emailed update to all members? Thank you. Are we okay? Finish at 7.
Thanks.
All right, and we'll move on to page 9.
So this one sets out the actions for priority 4, which are all related to the council. As you'll see on this one, there's just one where there's been a little bit of slippage. Other than that, everything else is pretty much on target. And there is actually an update on this one, because we reference in here the completion of the accounts for 21, 22 and 22, 23. Well, I'm really pleased to be able to tell the committee that we've actually now been in the council 23, 24 as well. They've gone on the council's website, so that actually brings the council up to date with its accounts. Right, so hopefully we'll run you on target for 24, 25.
Thank you. Any thoughts on that? Mike?
The work has been remarkable now we've got down to it. We've got an auditor that we can talk to.
So will this now go to scrutiny of the audit committee? Or?
It will go to the audit committee, the audit and accounts committee.
Right.
For you, Joe, that's excellent. Does that mean we've perhaps made some progress in recruiting into the finance team, or is that still a slow process?
They have made 2 appointments into the finance team, not at the level that we hoped, but they're slightly further down. But yes, they have recruited 2 of those posts, and we're going to have a look now at what we might do in terms of the other posts. Terms having a quick chat with the 151 officer today, so I think they've got another post that they've emailed that they want to recruit to next, so we'll see how that one goes.
Great.
Okay. You okay with that, Emma?
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Transformation strategy and plan, it says complete scoping work. What does that entail? What is the scoping work to be done?
So, the intention with that was that all the heads of service have been given the task working with their managers to look at all of their services, look at kind of the contracts that they've got, IT systems, processes, and consider the amount of work that needed to be done to sort of kind of bring them together and align them across the two councils, and how we were going to go about doing that. And given that we then got a finance manager resource, then we kind of plan all of that out and which services would go in which order. That has slipped a little bit, and that I will put mention now, is likely to be affected by the work on local government reorganisation. We are now revisiting our plans around transformation, because there will be little point in us delivering what we originally planned to do. That's not to say we won't do anything. There are still certain things that we want to do, but we are now looking again at what that will include. Because there wouldn't be much point in us replacing some of our IT systems, because by the time we've procured, well, specified what we want, procured it, implemented it, there's a good chance that the council will have disappeared and will be in a new organisation and they'll want to make their own decisions. So we don't want to waste money. But there are still some systems that we will still need to go ahead for different reasons. So I say we're having to revisit all of that, and there'll probably be new work that will come on the table as part of local government reorganisation that we haven't foreseen.
Through you, Chair, could I ask, will that impact on your recruitment as well?
There's every likelihood that local government reorganisation will impact on recruitment, yeah. And retaining the staff that we've got. It's a bit unclear at the moment. We think we'll have some staff who will just sit tight because of the uncertainty, and there'll be others that will be more speculative and perhaps be looking for other opportunities. I say it's early days, but yes, the further we get into this and the closer to reorganisation, we will definitely start to hit some issues.
Okay, are we all happy with that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, which page are we on now then?
That takes us to some page. Well, the bottom of page 10, and we've got the digital strategy there. So, we've reported on that in previous meetings, and we are now moving forward with our work around installing new switches and those elements of our digital transformation. And that's probably everything, other than there's just a couple of actions there around the corporate assets work that are moving forward.
Can I, again on that theme, ask, I mean, everything's just all up in the air with the local government disorganisation. But it says identify IT systems which will need replacing over the next 3 years. Why?
Well, that was the original action that we had. And that kind of fits in with the new corporate plan cycle, so that's why we said 3 years for that. And in reality, we are still thinking we'll have 3 years, so we'll have to make some decisions about what we're going to need to do. So our priorities on that will change, but we still need to complete that piece. But we have got all this, and we're now having to revisit it.
Have you got some Fujitsu machines knocking about?
If it's Fujitsu, forget that. My question was going to be, okay, if we're talking about new systems, right, in 2027 this borough ceases to exist and we go into a shadow 1 year for the unitary, whatever that unitary is going to be, why are we spending money, or why are we likely to spend money on new systems which may not go with all the other systems that are going to be with the new unitary authority? In other words, I don't want us having, you know, Company A doing that, Fujitsu doing that, God forbid, and Hewlett-Packard doing the other one.
No, absolutely, that's why we're reviewing which ones do absolutely need to be replaced. And we've got some that are kind of at end of life, coming out of contract, that might, you know, potentially be proposed, give us a security risk, so we can't afford to compromise the council's security. Also, in reality, even when the shadow authority is set up in 2027, it's unlikely to have all of the systems aligned. It will take some years. As we've seen ourselves through sharing services, we've still got ones that haven't been fully shared since 2011 because of timings and everything else. It's going to be really complex to do all of this for a new unitary council. They will not start with a new system from day one. You can probably see at least 2, 3, potentially 4, depending on the size of the unitary system running until they've made those decisions.
It's going to be an interesting year, isn't it?
It doesn't really fill me with confidence, and I'm not sure about the rest of the committee. Okay.
If I just add to that, then, the Section 151 officers across the county are kind of keeping an eye on contracts that are coming up for renewal, and trying to plan ahead so that we don't tie ourselves to things that we don't need to unnecessarily. But as I say, no new organisation is going to start with new contracts from day one, so there will need to be kind of an overlap and some staggering of what we do. But I say, as long as we're all aware and we're able to have those conversations with colleagues, hopefully we'll get the best outcome from the borough.
Okay, any other questions? No?
I'll note that.
Okay.
Mike? Question that we have a large capital purchase that might be on the horizon. Is that going to fall into the same category?
I can't really comment on that.
Well, I was just asking your cabinet member, really.
I don't think I can comment on that.
Well, it would seem foolish to buy a premises that we then vacate a year later when all the authorities have gone together.
Could be a long-term advantage.
Something we're going to not have to be speaking about in March the 18th, is it?
No, I think there's some. I think be careful because it's obviously on the pink. But I think we're alluding to the fact that the Civic Centre might be under review. True.
Yeah. Alright,
so if we move on to the key performance indicators then, which start on page 14, all but two of the indicators are either on target or have overachieved. The two where we've seen a little bit of underperformance, picking up that first one around the NMDR collection rates, I was speaking to the Revenues and Benefits Manager earlier. And I can advise the committee that as at the end of February, our collection rate had actually achieved where we were at last year. It was at 94.4% compared with 91.9%. So he's optimistic we'll maintain that position to the end of the year. So that will turn that underperformance around, and certainly on target, if not over target.
Chief, can I just comment here? I think it was absolutely amazing clearly have a target for 98%. That is so commendable, I think. I don't think we get such a high target by any manager. I think it's just amazing that there should be a target of 98%. They're setting very high grounds around it. So I think it's well done there.
Okay, can you take that back?
I will do, thank you, Chair. And then moving on to page 15, the other one that didn't achieve the target was around the FOI request, and that was due to a long-term absence in the but they've now returned to work, so that will hopefully improve in quarter four.
Okay, everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Press on.
That's the end of that one.
Okay, is that the end of the performance report? Okay. Well, we've sort of answered the questions as we've gone along, which is I think the right way to do it. We'll move on now, please, to review of the constitution. Welcome to the table.
Do you want me to introduce it, Chair?
Yes.
We had a task and finish group. We do this annually. We had proposals for amendments to the Constitution, which was considered by the task and finish group. And the ones to be taken forward are included in the appendix to this report. There has been one additional proposal since the task and finish group, which is a technical point, really, that the head of regulatory services is not listed in the constitution as the proper officer for land charge functions, and I suggest that we put that forward for correction at the next council. So if members are happy with the proposals as set out in the appendix, we'll put them forward to the April council for acceptance and change the constitution. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Brendan, are you okay with that?
Happy to propose.
Can I? We've got.
I just wanted to ask a question, Chair.
Carry on.
And it's actually to do with procedure on page 26. And I don't know why I missed this whenever we were looking at it, and was that one in it. We're looking at licensing committee procedure, and one obviously the head of law for governance administration. They are going to introduce or commence by outlining the procedure. And then the procedure is that the local authority's representative will state the authority's case and make all witnesses. And then there's the applicant who will actually speak. And then there are members of the committee can question them. But there doesn't seem to be any place there where any objectors to that application can come in, or perhaps I'm missing where they should come in, Ian?
Yeah, so the normal licensing committee procedures for entertainment licensing and liquor licensing isn't being changed. This is purely when the Public Appeals Committee issues. We're now proposing that we disband the Public Appeals Committee and transfer those functions to the Licensing Committee.
Right.
So this is to do with taxi driver appeals, where the authority is minded, or officers are minded, to refuse a taxi driver licence. You wouldn't have objects in those cases.
And would that be made clear to, would it be a slightly different procedure then, depending on the case that the licensing committee were dealing with?
Yes, so we're not touching the current licensing committee procedures for entertainment and liquor.
Yeah.
We're just introducing this as a new procedure.
Okay.
But it's not a new procedure, we're just changing the title from public appeals to licensing committee.
Okay. That's fair. Thank you.
Thank you. So we've got a proposer in Roy, a seconder. Do you have a vote on that? Yeah. Passing unanimously, thank you. And moving on to work programme. Do you want to introduce this, Ian?
So this is a standing item on scrutiny committee where you can reflect on your current work programme and consider what the scrutiny would like to look at. We are at the last committee meeting of this municipal year, so the normal practice will be in the first one of the next municipal year, which is we've got schedules for June, is it? Or it can probably June, I think, is that the next one? We try and bring to that meeting ideas for the annual programme of tasks that you want the scrutiny to look at.
What was that? Sorry.
I said we're going to be not meeting for 3 months.
There's no meeting scheduled until June now. That's the same as previous years.
Is it?
Can I ask, as chair of this scrutiny meeting, that we have some sort of to give people a chance to sort of think about it, some sort of agenda item around the process thus far, which obviously will be in June by then, around the local government organisation, because I think what's come out today is that there's quite an impact on staff, the digital systems, and tax collection and everything else. And I think as a scrutiny committee, we ought to really be asking that to see some sort of report as to how it's going forwards and what the thoughts are.
I'd expect in a task that in June we'd be looking into whether to fit that in. Probably knee deep in the current stage of the process at the moment, because there's a very tight time scale of which to council submit the plans, but Judith might be able to explain it.
It's just that by June we might have the glimmer, and I think it'll only be a glimmer as to what's going on.
We're working on a report that's going to go to the special council meeting at the moment, and I am setting some provision in there for the governance arrangements for it, and there is a reference to the role of the scrutiny committee in that. I'm expecting it to be embedded in the priority delivery plan, so again, it gives a natural routine for the committee to have updates on that. Indeed, if you'll see the corporate plan going to cabinet and onto council, you'll see there's a reference being added into there. So there will be a role for the scrutiny committee going forward.
Good. Don't forget about us, because we're nice and benign until you upset us. Okay, I think that's, unless Jackie's got any other thing, that's it. A record 25 minutes, I think. So thank you all for attending. Your input's been invaluable, and see you in June.